Welcome to the final PAC football report of the 2011 season, covering games on November 12. I'm Joe Underko. Today we look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while previewing PAC football rivalry week this Saturday. Last week, Waynesburg pulled off the biggest win in the program's recent history, as the Yellow Jackets upset league champion Thomas More 26-23, ending the Saints' 26-game PAC win streak dating back to 2008. In other action, St. Vincent used a stout defensive effort to defeat Westminster at home 21-9. Bethany used a huge offensive second half to roll past Grove City 33-14. Finally, W&J kept Teal winless with a 21-7 home decision. Geneva had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Waynesburg senior quarterback Josh Graham, who completed 27 of 51 passes for 250 yards and two touchdowns in the Thomas More upset. Defensive laurels went to Teal junior defensive end Tim Taylor, who tallied 15 tackles, including 3.5 for losses, two sacks, and a fumble recovery at W&J. Special teams recognition went to Waynesburg senior kicker Chris Marini, who was 4-for-4 on kick attempts for Waynesburg at Thomas More, including the game-winning 24-yard field goal, which broke a 23-23 tie with 2:39 to play. The final weekend of the regular season marks the return of PAC Football Rivalry Week with five games on tap. 5-3 Waynesburg will look to build on last week's upset at Thomas More when the Jackets travel to face 5-4 W&J in the PAC Backyard Brawl at 1:30 p.m. The Presidents have dominated the series, winning 35 of 38 meetings, including the last seven. However, Waynesburg head coach Rick Shepus feels his team's confidence should be at an all-time high heading into the W&J game.
Well, you would hope so, Joe. But as I've said many times before, and this conference continues to get better and better. You know, the quality of coaching is outstanding. The competition in recruiting is really the reason why we have so much parity in our league. So we hope to have some motivation going into this next week here.
3-6 Geneva and 5-4 Westminster kick off at 1 p.m. in New Wilmington in a contest simply known as The Game. The longtime rivals meet for the 113th time in a series dating back to 1891. The last two meetings have been thrillers, with Westminster posting a come-from-behind 31-28 home win in 2009, while the GTs won 30-24 in triple overtime last year in Beaver Falls. Titan head coach Jeff Hand grew up halfway between the schools in Elwood City and has a deep appreciation of the rivalry.
And I remember those, how heated and close those games were. And through the years, they all haven't been close, but in recent years, they've been close again. And as the, as a rivalry game typically is.
The fifth edition of the Green Game between 4-4 Bethany and 5-4 St. Vincent takes place in Latrobe at 1 p.m. The Bison have won each of the last four meetings, although each game has gotten progressively closer, including last year's 35-28 Bison triumph. Bethany head coach Tim Weaver previews the matchup.
The matchup, I think it's great that we're playing this one, at this point in the year. Again, kind of like last year, the winner was going to finish as high as third, and I think that's the case again this year. The winner could finish as high as a tie for third. So I think these two programs that have risen kind of together over the last 3 or 4 years, it's kind of a good, I think it's a really good showcase.
The 28th edition of the Mercer County Cup takes place in Greenville at 1 p.m. as 0-9 Teal hosts 2-7 Grove City. The Wolverines lead the Cup Series 18-9 and have won four straight meetings with the Tomcats, including a 35-21 home win in 2010. Finally, the lone non-conference rivalry game has PAC champion and 8-1 Thomas More across the Ohio River to face 6-3 Mount St. Joseph in Bridge Bowl 16. The Saints lead the all-time series with their Cincinnati City rivals 12-3, including a 33-0 home shutout a year ago. That's all for this final edition of the PAC Football Report for 2011. As we head into the playoffs and off-season, a reminder that the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team is always available at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow the PAC on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for your support through another great season of PAC football. And for a final time in 2011, we'll see you at the stadium.